This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if he was the first to say it, but Ronald Reagan is the one who made it famous. The question that pops up every presidential election cycle, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? To be fair, 2008 was kind of an extraordinary time. Things were already getting bad, and by early 2009, things were downright terrible. The recovery the past 3 years has been slow, not all that impressive. So you might think the answer to are you better off is a no-brainer. We're not one bit better off.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
But it turns out the real answer is that it kind of depends on how high you've climbed the economic ladder in this country. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
To show you how much our total wealth as a nation has fallen in the past 5 years, I've pulled out the family coin jar. My 15-year-old son, Jeremiah, is going to help out.
Hey.
He did business math in school. Now, in the jar, we've got $1 in quarters for every $1 trillion in assets Americans held before the recession.
Stocks, bonds, houses, furniture, pets.
Pets? Maybe a pedigree poodle.
Gold, silver, electronics, stuff.
We just poured out coins representing the $65 trillion that Americans used to have. Now erase $15 trillion of that, one quarter of our former net worth. In the recession, it got flushed right down the toilet. But now my hand goes down into the toilet.
Dad, that's gross.
And I take $8 trillion back out because flushing coins down the toilet is hell on the plumbing, and also because in the last few years we've regained some of what we lost. Let's bring in investment strategist John Canale to explain this. He's at LPL Financial in Boston.
The stock market, since the bottom in March of 2009, if you include dividends, up about 107%. But over on the other side, the real estate side, you're still down 25 to 30%.
So add the rebound in stocks and subtract the continuing losses in housing, our total household wealth as a nation is still nearly $7 trillion in the hole. But not everyone has fallen as far down that hole. NYU economist Edward Wolfe says consider the top 1%.
The very rich hold most of their wealth in the form of stocks and business equity, as well as investment real estate. In contrast, among the middle class, about 70% of their wealth consists just of their home.
And, says Wolfe, since housing has done so much worse than all those financial investments, like owning equities or rental properties or a business,
I've estimated that the wealth of the middle class went down by a staggering 37%. The rich, on the other hand, saw their wealth go down 15%.
And the higher up the pecking order, the better the balance sheet looks.
Thank you for calling Hawthorne. This is Jane.
We're checking in with Hawthorne Family Wealth. It's part of PNC Financial in Philadelphia. The clients here, ultra-high net worth, with at least $20 million to invest. Thomas Melcher is managing executive.
It's fair to say that our clients are squarely among the 1%.
Actually, the top sliver of 1%. And how's this bracket doing? The firm did a survey.
And we asked that specific question, which was what happened to your net worth over the last 5 years? 20% said that they experienced either a decline or a significant decline of their wealth. The surprising part is the other 80% who said that their wealth was basically the same or higher today.
Why so many in the black? After all, their stocks took a hit too, and multi-million dollar homes don't fetch what they used to.
But at the same time, you had essentially a bull market in U.S. government securities. Some commodities were doing relatively well.
With their multiple investment options, the wealthy could still make some serious money. And remember the stimulus, the Fed keeping interest rates low to juice up the private sector? John Canale says that helped too.
Dividends from equities are now back at an all-time high, and the companies were able to pay those dividends mainly because the Fed kept rates lower for longer, that allowed profits to grow.
Since 2007, governments and central banks have done everything to refloat financial markets. To look at stocks and corporate profits, it's been a roaring success. And that's where the rich derive most of their wealth. The housing and job markets, though, haven't done so well. That's where most middle-class people get their wealth. Edward Wolfe says this is the ongoing legacy.
There was a fairly sharp increase in wealth inequality during the Great Recession.
The stock market's come back most of the way to its pre-recession highs, but housing could take a decade to recover. So the rich are likely to keep getting richer while most everyone else stays stuck. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.